one. I hope he doesn't make you feel this way. 24 minutes after 3 o'clock, it's hump day on the show. We left off yesterday finding out that BB is going to go do a, some sort of like a TikTok dance and get vaccinated with her little sister. I think tomorrow, you'd said, right?
No, my little sister's only available on Friday, so she's promised me that on Friday we can do a TikTok dance on my way to the vaccine.
Miss me. What is the dance? Do you have something planned? You're gonna like dab into the needle or something?
No. There's like a me on my way to the vaccine dance. It's like a two-step type of thing, but I need to get the steps right, you know? Content is, you know, good for the youth, but here we are.
I back you, dude. I think it's fantastic. You're in the interesting position where you're of the younger age group, but, you know, as a result of your capacity in the media, you've been afforded the right to go vaccinate slightly earlier. And which is why you'll get to be doing what I think millions of South Africans are going to do come 1 September, just without there being millions more South Africans there. So that's a pretty good thing. Hey, by the way, on the show today, what I actually wanted to talk to Bibi about, an incredible South African animator that's doing amazing things. I'm so glad we got this person. Bibi, do you want to tell us a bit about it now?
Oh, yay, you guys. His name is Lwazi Msipa, and he is an animator. And a couple of months ago, one of his animations went viral on TikTok and Twitter. It was about his experience at a public clinic when he was trying to go get tested for COVID. It's like funny, not funny, but it's really funny. And that went viral. Fast forward a couple of months later, he's got his own show on Cartoon Network, his own animation, obviously. And it's just so, so amazing because there's so many other things he's got lined up. And I cannot wait for you guys to hear about them in our chat later.
It's so wild how that's happened, how so many people have just picked up on what he's done. And he's turned himself now into somebody that's got international attention. I think that that's beautiful. I can't wait to hear more from this guy, and I'm looking forward to that and a whole bunch more that we got for you on the show this afternoon. This is 5 Drive on 5FM.